Well, almost into the third week of her new National Party leadership, and Judith Collins is pushing back on poll results. The latest News Hub Read Research poll showed National plummeting to just 25.1% and Labour soaring to 60.9%. But the party says its own internal polling tells a different story and shared the numbers with its MPs yesterday. We can talk to Judith Collins now. Good morning.
Good morning, Corin.
Those poll numbers, I've seen reports that it's 47-36. Is that right?
There's close to that. I particularly said to the caucus that they wanted to share those, or share some of them, that'd be fine. But obviously we poll every week, and we look at the rolling average over 3 weeks. We also look at the daily things, but I'm not going to give you exact numbers, but it's not out of the ballpark, that one.
When was this poll, your poll taken? Was it the same polling period as the News Hub one?
Yes. In fact, the more recent ones are even better. So we're looking at, polling over, we poll every single week. So we know exactly where we're tracking. But the other thing I'd say is, Corin, is that we're out in the electorates all the time. And I can tell you, there's so much excitement out there.
The thing is, why are you trashing one of the most respected polls in New Zealand?
Because it deserves to be trashed, actually. And what we've got is, it can't be a reasonable poll. We're hearing about the push polling of, do you agree that Jacinda Ardern is the saviour of New Zealand's economy? There's nothing.
Well, no, they're separate supplementary questions. You're trashing their methodology and the key part of this poll, which has been a solid poll for a number of years. It has a margin of error around that 3% mark. Yes, you might get one or two polls out of 20 that might be slightly out of that, but not the amount that you were arguing.
No, I'm very happy to trash that poll. In fact, we've had reports from two people so far who have phoned for that poll, and that question of push poll question of do you agree Jacinda Ardern to save New Zealand's economy was right up and near the very front of all the questions.
Well, one of the other questions in the poll was about trust, and you didn't score anywhere near Jacinda Ardern on the issue of trust. And I wonder, given your joke/comment about corrections, what people are to make of that?
Actually, people should wonder about, a media who are looking at something where I'm in full flight in a public meeting and we are talking and joking and people are laughing at my jokes, and that's one of them. And I say, basically nobody escaped like that. I mean, it's a joke.
I understand you say it's a joke, that's fine, but what was the point of the joke?
It's a public town hall meeting. People want to actually be entertained. What they do not...
No, the point of the joke, Ms. Collins, was for you to emphasise your track record as someone who's tough on law and order and crime, yet it wasn't right.
Well, I don't think you can tell me what the point of my joke is.
I was asking you what it was.
Well, I've just told you. It's called humour. And actually, people need a bit more humour in their lives. If they're a little bit happier, we wouldn't actually have people looking so sad all the time. I think it's very important, Corin, that we also understand is that they all came back to collections. We caught them all. And I think that's excellent.
The issue is, though, I mean, the reason why this is an issue, you say it's a joke, the reason it is because we live in a world of Donald Trump, of fake news, social media, fast-moving media. It's difficult, and people will interpret it in a different way. It's like sarcasm on Twitter, These things are difficult to interpret, and so was it a wise statement to make?
Do you know what, Corin? I just think we live in a humourless world, and it's time everyone had a jolly good belly laugh and it'd all feel a lot better. I mean, honestly, you can always tell my jokes. Either the eyebrow goes up or the other thing that happens is everyone's laughing because my jokes, I'm told, are funny.
And how do we
and
tell? How do we tell on the radio?
Oh, you can tell because you'll want to laugh, Corin. You'll love to laugh. You'll want to. You'll be smiling. And we can hear it in your voice.
Okay. Let's look at some other issues now. The issue of William Wood and the Nazi photo. What do you make of that? Have you spoken to him about that?
I haven't bothered to speak to him about that. Honestly, he was 14 years old. He's already apologised. I thought that showed immense maturity at the age of 18 to think, well, I should apologise for that. It was a bit of a joke, and he had a milk moustache or whatever. I mean, for goodness sake, and pretending he was, greased up or whatever. I mean, he was 14. I mean, Corin, I don't know about you. I'm sure you were perfect at 14. I'm not sure I was.
No, fair enough. We'll cut him some slack. Now, on the issue of Behrouz Boochani, Why are you suggesting or raising questions and using the term queue jumping when there's no queue jumping going on with this particular case?
Well, we want to know about that. There are questions being raised about the process that was followed in his particular case, and I think that those are legitimate questions. I am an electorate MP in Papakura. We get people wanting to come to New Zealand or bring family members to New Zealand from various places, particularly from war-torn places. And I can think of Syria as one that we dealt with over the years. And I've had it time and time again refused because they might become refugees. This was clearly something which would have been on the mind.
But just help me out here, because his application doesn't affect the number of refugees we take. It's a separate individual application, and it's assessed by a very rigorous criteria. It doesn't mean we lose one out of our refugee criteria. So how is there a queue jump?
Well, if everybody did that, they came to New Zealand on some sort of visa and then claimed refugee status, then we would actually have a real problem. And it is important that the process is questioned. If there's no problem with the process, then there's no problem at all.
But that's what we've signed up to under the UN. That's the deal. If people make it here, however they get here, they have the right to apply for asylum, and then they go through a process, and some of them are rejected and some of them are accepted.
And the problem is, Corin, is getting here in the first place when so many others that I know of and have advocated for cannot get here because immigration said, oh, they are a refugee risk. And clearly he was. So I'm just asking about the process. And our spokesman, Stuart Smith, will continue to do that until we get some answers that can assure New Zealanders that the process was properly followed from the very start.
Hariti Hapango, your Shadow Attorney General's comments on abortion. Are you happy with the way she has characterised the law change, saying that it would allow for full-term abortion?
Well, she's not doing it as the Shadow Attorney General. She's doing it as an MP. We have a conscience vote issue in the National Party on abortion. I think every party does, other than possibly the Greens. And my view is, those are not my views. But they are her views. She is a very strong Catholic who believes absolutely in what she's saying. And I will, in fact, always stand up for freedom of speech on issues of conscience. No matter how difficult I might find them, I will do that because that is actually what we believe in the National Party, freedom of speech on issues of conscience.
Sure, but is that a reasonable interpretation of the law? It's a very, very extreme take, isn't it?
She's had 30 years' experience as a lawyer. I'm sure she can read the law.
The issue of border charging, this is likely to be dealt with by the government, it sounds as though, today. What is the bottom line for you? Should the charging apply to all New Zealanders wanting to come back, or should it be narrow and focused on those who have left since the pandemic began?
Well, we've said that it needs to apply to everybody, but we would also say, we've said also, that there needs to be compassionate and financial, obviously, exemptions granted, because clearly if there's issues around health, if there's issues around inability to pay, if there's issues around somebody coming in because of a family death or illness, that is obviously something that needs to be protected, I think, and give people an opportunity. But New Zealanders cannot afford to have almost $300 million spent on this without getting something back. And certainly in places like Papakura, my electorate, people are saying, look, we're losing our jobs. We need to be really careful with every cent.
What would you do with people? May Chen raised this point yesterday. If people don't are required to pay, can't pay, what happens then? When would you get to the point where you put them in jail if they can't pay?
No, I don't think you do that, do you? The main thing is that people know that they're supposed to, you get the usual things that you do with work and income, where people would have a debt that they could pay off as they go. You've got to be reasonable about these things, and you're dealing with people's lives, so we're not silly about it. We understand not everybody can afford to pay straight off. And if they really can't and there's no chance of it, well, we'd give them an exemption.
Now, reports that a new policy from National out this morning are suggesting that it would be up to 20,000 from your KiwiSaver you could use to start a new business. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, well, it's just we've been putting out all the details about 10:30 today, and hopefully Radio New Zealand will be there to report. It'll be great.
I'm sure we will be.
Yeah, all good. So what we're saying is that for someone like myself, who's set up, run successfully and sold successfully small businesses, I know that sometimes people can make a living in a small business that they're not having to pay out a lot of costs, but they do need a seed to start for their capital, and $20,000 is something which is already in their KiwiSaver account in many cases, and we're saying if they want to use that, we would let them use it, and there's some rules around it, which we'll discuss a little bit later this morning. But it is really important to understand that you can't go and borrow money if you don't already have something to borrow against, and that's the hardest thing to get started with, is that first little bit of money, capital, and sometimes it's just to buy the van to put your tools in, or buy the tools to go and do the job, or you know, even set up an office or something. So it's not compulsory. People don't have to do it, but it's an opportunity to give people a second start.
Judith Collins, thank you very much for that. The opposition leader there in that announcement due out this morning.